This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Earlier this year, we reported on Facebook's acquisition of the virtual reality company Oculus Rift. Used mostly for video games, a player puts on the Oculus headset and headphones and is immersed in the virtual world of a game, surrounded by 360 degrees of it. Now movie makers are getting in on the virtual reality movement, more specifically, horror movie makers. Here with the gory details is Neil Ungerleiter, reporter for Fast Company, where he wrote about what it's like to shoot a feature film for Oculus Rift. Neil, always a pleasure to catch up with what you're doing.
Thanks, Virginia. Happy to be here.
So begin with the product or the end user experience. What is it like to watch a horror movie with an Oculus Rift headset on?
Really freaky to get down to the meat and bones of it. You put on the helmet and you're surrounded by this movie where you see a bad guy by you. You see someone who's hurt and your brain doesn't know whether it's real life or a movie, which even though you know it's fake, does make it a profoundly weird experience. But then making it even weirder is the fact that because your field of vision is 360 degrees and the movie's playing in front of you, to your sides, and in the back of you, it's kind of like real life and you don't know where to look.
Oh, so you could look up and see the sky, you could look down and see your feet?
The scene I saw in the helmet took place in a shed. And you look up, you see the ceiling, you look down, you see your feet, and you really don't know where to look. And the only way to know where to look is to have audio cues. Your helmet includes headphones. You have sounds in your left ear and your right ear. There's surround sound, like real life, basically. Mm-hmm. So the directors and the writers of the movie have to account for where the sounds go to train the viewer to move their eyes, which creates a whole new challenge and a whole new difficulty for actually making the film.
All right, so I'd love to get into the guts of that, but first let me ask you, I mean, it sounds like you're in a video game, but it's almost even scarier in some way. Is the experience interactive or more like watching a movie? So, for example, you know, if you heard those footsteps creeping up behind you, would you turn around to see who's approaching or just be still and watch the scene unfold?
That's the interesting thing. Honestly, the movie I saw, Black Mass, if it was on a regular movie screen, it would just be a regular B movie. Mm-hmm. It would just be, but because you're wearing this helmet and it's virtual reality, your reflexes take over. When you hear footsteps behind you, you think, oh, someone's walking behind me. I better turn around. And then you see a maniac with a knife. And even though you can't interact with the movie in any way besides moving your head around, you really do feel like you're basically trapped inside a video game and something very bad is about to happen to you.
So if I were to watch you watching
this... It's not for everyone.
If I were to watch you watching this, Neil, would you be moving around a room?
You're not able to move around a room yet.
You're just sitting in one place.
Exactly. You sit. I stood when I did it. I think most people would stand just to feel closer physically to the character in the movie.
All right, so let's go back to this short called Black Mass. Sounds like a horror film, certainly. How does it work to make it? I mean, if the viewer can look in any direction, you must have to be filming everywhere with everything going on in the periphery or off screen, as they say. How do they do it?
It's a huge technical challenge. When I went to see the movie, they were using cameras produced by a startup in California called Jaunt that's making cameras for virtual reality systems. And the camera, it has all these little lenses on it that look in all different directions. And they do a real take of everything 360 degrees in the camera. So the camera is basically where you are in the movie. And the camera picks up everything because it's 360 degrees. You can't edit out microphones. You can't edit out light stands or technical equipment. The directors have to find a way to hide everything, which is a huge technical challenge. At the same time, for the actors inside the movie, it's almost like being a play because everything has to be done in one take.
And right, because you're merging all sorts of, you're basically stitching this together.
Exactly. You're stitching it together essentially from dozens of different cameras to create one view, and to do different takes of it and stitch them together would be both crazy expensive for the companies and would take manpower that honestly less than 500 people in the world know how to do right now.
Wow. Anything beyond a short in the works now?
That's the $1 million question. A while ago, James Cameron said he was interested in doing a feature film for the Oculus Rift. Also, there's a documentary coming out called Zero Point that's going to be for Oculus. And it's supposed to be a documentary all about the history of virtual reality. But because Oculus Rift still hasn't been released to the public yet, we still don't know when it'll actually be in homes. We don't know even how movies will be sold for this, whether you'll go online to buy them through Facebook, whether Facebook will set up a separate site and a separate service. That's still a big, big question. Or even having kind of red box boxes in your local mall. We just don't know yet. And I think in terms of making a full-length movie, people are waiting to see what people actually want to see, how it can be done before jumping in. And Black Mass, I should stress, is only going to be a 5 to 8 minute short movie, but it's still going to be a really exciting way of showing, hey, we can do this really cool, really scary stuff for Oculus, and maybe there's some real money in this.
Well, Neil Ungerleider, must have been quite an experience. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
Thanks, Virginia. Happy to be here.
Neil Ungerleider, reporter for Fast Company. He covers the intersection of technology and everyday life. You can find a link to his article and read more about what it's like to shoot a feature film for Oculus Rift at wordofmouthradio.org. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. If you do like what you heard, there is much more to listen to and to share at wordofmouthradio.org. The most fascinating stories travel by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Join us for more of them tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.